We don't want to be glorified, but we want Him to be honored and Him to be glorified. We want to get out of His way. And if we mean business, we'll say, Lord, search me. God, help me. I was kneeling next to a minister in one of our meetings some time ago, and he was praying so earnestly. We were all calling on God after the meeting, and he kept saying, Lord, save me from presumptuous sinning. Don't let these sins have dominion over me. And that struck me because, you know, that I had been praying that same prayer in German. The German Bible says, Lord, save me from these proud things. These things that blow me up, that make me think I can get away with it because I'm your child and I got to in with you. You know how many people think that today? They can sin carelessly because they feel they have a special corner somewhere on the Lord. One sister told me, I've served Him 20 years so faithfully. Do you think He's going to mind if I do this little sin? I said, how can you talk like that? How can you talk like that even? If you've been serving Him and loving Him, that you would trifle with a little sin. But she thought, because she had been so good, we're not saved by works. Not at all. We're saved by the grace of God. And when He saves us, He delivers us from those ideas. And that poor woman, she lost out entirely because of her little sin, you know, that she wanted to do. God would overlook it. No, those are the things David says, God, don't let me do that. Don't let that happen to me. He says there, who can understand his errors? Who can see his own mistakes? Oh God, you search me. Save and keep back your servant from presumptuous sinning. That means just going ahead anyway. God will keep us walking softly with Him. Oh, let us ask Him for that near, as we've been singing, nearer. Still nearer. Bring me closer, Lord. Bring me down lower at your feet. Take the pride out of my heart, this spirit within me that doesn't want to obey and doesn't want to get down and doesn't want to really be thoroughly delivered. And God has to, and He does in His great mercy if we follow after Him. He's begun a good work and He's going to finish it. And He alone can do it, but every one of us, He has determined we shall be like Jesus. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that wonderful? Are you willing for that?